This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another search, this one by the FBI at President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, turned up more material containing classified markings. Biden's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, says in a statement that Friday's search, overseen by the U.S. Justice Department, lasted nearly 13 hours. The FBI also took some of Biden's notes dating to his years as vice president. Two previously reported document discoveries have created a political headache for Biden as he prepares to launch a re-election bid. Peru closed its famed tourist site, Machu Picchu, Saturday as authorities expelled more than 200 protesters from Lima's university, where they have been sheltering as they wage relentless anti-government demonstrations in the capital. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Protests demanding the resignation of Peruvian President Dina Boluarte have been ongoing since early December, leaving 46 people dead and prompting the government to impose a state of emergency in violence-hit areas. Rail services to Machu Picchu had already been suspended due to damage to the track by demonstrators. Now, with the site closed, at least 400 people, including 300 foreigners, are stranded in the nearby town of Aguascalientes, pleading to be evacuated. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Brazil's president has fired the army chief after the leftist leader openly said some military members allowed the January 8th uprising in the capital by far-right protesters. The official website of the Brazilian Armed Forces said Saturday that General Julio Cesar de Arruda has been removed as head of the army by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He is being replaced by the General Tomás Miguel Ribeiro Paiva. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. WHO officials say that there's no basis to the recent concerns raised by the media and science communities about the safety of mRNA booster shots. They say the concerns, which are related to one U.S. data system that monitors safety, presented misinformation about deaths related to COVID-19 infection. Kate O'Brien is WHO Director of Immunization, Vaccines, and Biologicals. She says other U.S. and other national vaccine safety monitoring systems have not found further evidence that mRNA vaccines lead to strokes. Details from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
O'Brien says it is particularly important that people in high priority groups receive all their recommended doses. They include people over age 60, those who have underlying medical conditions or are immunocompromised, pregnant women, and health workers. There's no direct evidence of the performance of the monovalent or bivalent vaccines on the XBB.1.5 strain of COVID-19. Since there currently is no data on whether the newer bivalent vaccines are more effective than ancestral vaccines, she says the WHO recommends both for booster doses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey has canceled a planned visit by Sweden's defense minister in response to anti-Turkish demonstrations as Sweden seeks Turkey's approval to join NATO. AP's Karen Shamas.
Turkey's defense minister has said the scheduled January 27th visit by his Swedish counterpart no longer held any importance or point because Sweden continued to allow what he called disgusting demonstrations against Turkey. Recent protests against Turkey include a demonstration by a far-right activist who burnt the Quran outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm. A separate protest by pro-Kurdish activists was also held in the Swedish capital. The bid by historically non-aligned Sweden and Finland to join NATO in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been held up by Ankara. I'm Karen Chemas.
An Afghan soldier seeking asylum in the U.S. has been now jailed by at an immigrant detention center in Texas since he was arrested trying to cross the Mexico border. Abdul Wasi Safi worked alongside U.S. troops as a member of the Afghan National Security Forces, but last year he fled Afghanistan because the Taliban, who took over following the 2021 U.S. withdrawal, were targeting those who had helped American forces. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.